Yeah, good afternoon. Let's see. I'm not sure if are you guys still okay with the dim lights. Is that all right? All right. I'll just get started here. As you know, infant mortality in our country has two very striking features. One, it's very high compared to other developed countries. Second, the first-year death rate for African Americans is twice that of whites. And as you guys know very well, birth weight and prematurity are probably the two leading determinants of infant mortality. For reasons that we really don't understand, African Americans have a twofold greater low birth rate than non-Latino white women. The socioeconomic and cultural landscape of African American fatherhood suggests that the role of paternal economic factors may be particularly relevant to this epidemiologic enigma. We know that high school and college graduation rates for African American women exceed that of African American men. Plus, we know that high unemployment rates in African American communities is also driving the declining marriage rates. Approximately 70% of African American births occur to unmarried women. And although unmarried marital status is a major risk factor for low birth weight, investigators have really considered the impact of paternal factors not captured by marital status on adverse birth outcome. Our study addresses an unanswered question. To what extent is father's lifelong socioeconomic position associated with low birth weight rates among African American women? We analyzed the Illinois transgenerational birth file of computerized birth certificates for infants born to Illinois residents. Based on mother's full maiden name and exact date of birth, we linked approximately 267,000 infant records to maternal records. Based on father's exact name of birth, exact date of birth and name, we sexually linked approximately 86% of paternal records to these mother-infant dyads. For this particular study, we looked at single infants born to African American women. Based on mother's census tract, on the infant's birth certificate, we appended 1990 census data to each birth record. We'd use this as an indirect proxy of father's adulthood socioeconomic position. Based on father's place of residence, we linked 1960 and 1970 U.S. census income data to each paternal record. We use this as a proxy of father's early life socioeconomic position. Census tract median family income was empirically divided into quartiles. And we kind of set up the definition of lifelong socioeconomic position fourfold. One, early life and adulthood residence in the first quartile. We call this lifelong low socioeconomic position. For dads who had early life residence in the first quartile and adulthood residence in the fourth quartile, we call this early life only low socioeconomic position. For fathers who were born in the fourth quartile, but when an adult lived in the first quartile and adults, we call this adulthood only low socioeconomic position. For fathers who had early life and adulthood residence in the fourth quartile, we call these lifelong high socioeconomic position. Infant low birth weight rates were calculated. Multivariable logistic regression analysis were used to control for the effect of age, education, and marital status. Multi-level models were also used. This is the first slide of our results. The y-axis is low birth weight rates. The x-axis is paternal socioeconomic position. And we see that for African Americans, fathers with lifelong socioeconomic position and its association with low birth weight rates. We see that for dads who had early life low, adulthood low, and lifelong low, their low birth rate rates approximated between 10 and 12%, compared to about 5 to 6% for dads who had a lifelong high socioeconomic position. So at first glance, there seems to be an association between socioeconomic position and low birth rate rates. But not surprising, as paternal socioeconomic position improved, so did the distribution of maternal risk factors. We see that the incidence of teen pregnancy went from 37% among fathers with an early life low socioeconomic position down to 19% for fathers with a lifelong high socioeconomic position. Similarly, on education went from 75% down to 35%, and unmarried status went from almost 90% down to 47%. So next we want to see what impact does each of these factors have individually on low birth weight rates. And this slide looks at African Americans father's lifelong socioeconomic position, low birth rate rates by maternal age. Maternal age is on the x-axis. The white box represents father's lifelong low socioeconomic position. The red box represents father's lifelong high socioeconomic position. The y-axis remains low birth rate rates. And you see within each age category, again, the those with fathers with a lifelong low socioeconomic position had a higher low birth rate than their peers who had a lifelong high socioeconomic position, suggesting that maternal age by itself is not explaining this association. Looking at maternal education on the x-axis, as we expect, as education improves or something related to it, low birth rates come down. However, in each age strata, in each maternal education strata, we see that fathers with a lifelong low socioeconomic position had a higher low birth rate than fathers with a lifelong high socioeconomic position. I want to particularly draw your attention to moms who are college graduated or college educated, and we see that among those with lifelong low birth rates were about 8%, compared to about 4% with those with lifelong high socioeconomic position. This slide looks at low birth rates according to father's socioeconomic position and marital status. Again, we see that in each category of marital status, dads who had a lifelong low socioeconomic position had a higher rate of low birth rate compared to the father's lifelong high socioeconomic position. The gap is actually wider among the married group. Lastly, to try to control for all these things simultaneously, we use a multi-level, multivariable logistic regression model, and we see that the adjusted odds ratio of low birth weight for fathers with a lifelong low compared to with an early life low compared to a lifelong high socioeconomic position was 1.8. Adjusted odds ratio of low birth weight for fathers with adulthood low compared to a lifelong high socioeconomic position was 2.0. And for fathers with a lifelong low compared to a lifelong high socioeconomic position, the adjusted odds ratio was 1.7. And we see these odds did not vary very much from the crude, suggesting that there was an independent association between maternal socioeconomic position and low birth weight. Our study has a number of limitations. The most significant was that father's socioeconomic position was empirically defined by census tract median family income. Other objective measures of socioeconomic position, i.e. education, occupation, and wealth, may affect our findings. Notwithstanding, our study shows that paternal early life, adulthood, and lifelong low compared to lifelong high socioeconomic position are novel risk factors for low birth weight among urban African-American mothers. These intriguing findings strongly suggest that greater public health attention is warranted to address the contribution of fathers to the racial disparity and the rates of adverse birth outcome. Thank you very much for your attention. And I would love to answer questions or comments. Yes, ma'am.
Did I say this is Illinois?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not aware of anyone else who's done something similar. One of the handicaps is just there's just not many transgenerational data sets that are available that has infant birth records and father's birth records. There are a handful of Scandinavian countries, but they also haven't looked at economic contribution. They've really looked at father with respect to marital status. Yes? Yes, that's a good question. They were the same fathers for infants who were born in a certain cohort. If their fathers are also born in the state of Illinois during that time period, they're eligible to be linked. Yep. Yes. Maternal age? Yeah. Oh, paternal. That's a good question. We did not. The dad's ages are going to range roughly based on how the data set was set up from roughly 15 years to 35 years of age. Yep. Well, thank you very much for your attention.